ambulances around the area where I grew up, and it is a very, it's quite close to Elton Galvin Hospital. It's quite a multicultural area, and there's never anything like this. So I was quite surprised and annoyed.
And as you say, it is a multicultural area. A lot of people will feel threatened by it, I would assume.
Yeah, and I would just like to say that we will stand against this kind of racist graffiti and unite against racism. We'll work with all community groups and everything else to make sure that people are safe. And we're not going to allow the kind of racist cancer we've seen in the streets of Belfast, they spread the dairy.
And it's the kind of thing, it seems to be quite isolated. It's not something we would want to see happening on a repeated basis.
The properties there have been empty for quite a while, and then I think eventually a developer took them on. So it may well just be some person that has come and thought this would be funny or something out there, or it may have a more sinister motive. But whatever the rationale between the person doing it, they're wrong, and the waterside and the dairy are welcoming for refugees, immigrants. We stand against sectarianism and racism.
And your group now are calling on the DUP to step up to the mark here when it comes to racism.
Yeah, because the reason being, when the racist riots happened in Belfast, over and over again we heard DUP people talk about terrible the violence, but there's reasonable concerns. There is no reasonable concerns when it comes to defacing property or burning immigrants' property or racist attacks. There is no reasonable concerns. There's no caveat to that. It should be condemnation without any kind of any excuse in the behaviour. So they should, the DUP are strong in that area. They need to step up, condemn that, and work with communities to make sure it doesn't happen again.